1, 2, 3, 4. On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the Brian this afternoon, off improving our signals here on the network of stations Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM, as well as the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming on the Devil Radio app. You can join the conversation, share your tangent with us, 844-967-2789. But I am joined by a friend of the show, excellent guest, and he is currently on the road. Sean Fetaplace of Main Street Alliance. Sean, how are you doing this afternoon?
Good. I was wondering if that was why you picked that song. In the wonderful Fox Valley, we had some meetings, held a U.S. Senate roundtable in Appleton with the folks who are running for U.S. Senate, and just excited to be able to join you today and talk a bit about it and why we're doing what we're doing.
Yeah, I am thrilled, Sean, to have you join us on the show, and I believe it's a really important conversation because the fact that there is such a crowded field, I do like, because it's not just one anointed candidate that's running. I'm not a big fan of that. That's not how I believe the Democratic process should unfold for either party, like the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. And we had kind of expansive fields for both. The Republican one kind of shrunk a little bit this week for the gubernatorial primary. But the U.S. Senate primary is still pretty crowded field. And there's less than 5 weeks now before the August 9th primary here in the state of Wisconsin. And that's why I really appreciate the work that Main Street Alliance and you are doing to be able to highlight where these candidates are coming down on the issues. And specifically from angles of small business owners in the state of Wisconsin, because I feel like for all too long we've heard the small business is the backbone of the economy, and not just here in Wisconsin but around the country. But then you don't hear a whole lot of advocacy being done by small businesses. You get a lot of large business lobbies that are the ones kind of setting the tone for how these conversations are had. And so tell me about the roundtable that Main Street Alliance held in Appleton yesterday.
Yeah, and just in case your listeners are not as familiar with us, Main Street Alliance, we're a small business advocacy group working to help build power for, you know, the sort of Main Street businesses in Madison, South Tomato Pies, you got Coffee, you've got a lot of the sort of folks that really work hard, want to do, you know, high road employers, want to pay people a decent wage, provide benefits, and be, you know, I think, positive influences in the community. And as part of that, we launched our Main Street Action efforts earlier in June, and we held actually three roundtables. We held a roundtable in Madison, a roundtable in Milwaukee, and a roundtable here in Appleton. And we were joined by seven of the candidates who are running for U.S. Senate. Senator Johnson was invited, and he actually was supposed to come to Milwaukee, but unfortunately had some official votes come up. We're continuing to work to, have a conversation with him and his campaign about the issues. But really what we're trying to do is to elevate small business issues, like, you know, be able to afford health insurance, be able to get childcare to be affordable, to make sure that people can take paid leave if they need to, capital access. We've had one of the most robust investments in small business in the country by Governor Evers here in Wisconsin. And what are we going to do at the federal level to continue that support? And so we're really happy to be able to be joined by the candidates, our members, ask questions of them. We had a really good turnout in Appleton. We had 50 small business owners. We had five TV stations joining, and the opportunity for folks to really hear directly from the candidates about what they would do to help Main Street small businesses if they were elected to the U.S. Senate.
Excellent. And then that's an interesting dynamic of it as well that I did not know previously, that the current U.S. Senator Ron Johnson was invited to attend because unfortunately, I think both you and I know, Sean, that the senator is not necessarily, at least I mean, this year alone, he said, in regards to paid family leave or universal child care, that it's not really society's responsibility to take care of children. So I think I know where he comes down on those issues. But I still think it would be an important dynamic for him to be able to be asked those questions by small business owners here in the state of Wisconsin. So it's great to hear that there was outreach to his office. And hopefully there will be some work to coordinate an event like that where the senator could answer some of those questions by your members. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I mean, to cut you off. And just to be clear, these events and our efforts on Main Street Action are nonpartisan, and we're really trying to make sure that no matter who gets elected, whether Senator Ron Johnson is reelected or whether or not one of the Democratic candidates ends up winning in November, that they hear directly from folks. And so I know sometimes Senator Ron Johnson has been a guest in the past on Devil Radio, so maybe we could have a call and talk with him a little bit about, you know, what we really hope to see looking forward as far as, you know, these things that help support small business. But it was interesting. I mean, we heard a lot from the candidates about reining in monopolies, about making sure that we have a small business economy that works for everyone. And so it'll be interesting to see as the campaign takes shape over the next month or so for the primary, where folks are eventually going to land.
Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned that the senator used to come around, because right around January of 2021, he stopped coming around, and we haven't had him with recently in studio or on any of the programming, because he used to show up and bring a six pack. He was, the invitation has been extended, but he's not the same guy as he was since the 2020 campaign cycle, which he wasn't even on the ballot for. But I think that's important aspect as well, though, saying that it's a nonpartisan work, because when it comes to the bottom line, a lot of these small business owners just want to see policies that work for them and assist them in the hurdles that they're facing in the small business world. And I think that's a really important dynamic as well. What kind of responses did the candidates that did attend the event yesterday, how were they perceived by the small business owners that were in attendance as well?
Yeah, and I would just say, if we can maybe get some Monocle Brewing Company beer into Land Brewing and bring the center back to Double Radio, I'd be happy to work with you on that. But I think that as far as the answers, Tom Nelson, had, I think, a really good, deep answer about what can we do to rein in a lot of consolidation in the dairy industry. Wisconsin is the dairyland for a reason, and there's been a tremendous amount of corporate consolidation that's negatively impacted them. I think he spoke really well of that. And you got Mandela Barnes, who spoke really well about the need to invest in healthcare and childcare and making sure that businesses can get by. I think that Stephen Olcara, I think as a person who's an entrepreneur himself, has a really interesting perspective on really getting, you know, corporate money out of politics. He's talked a lot about that during the course of his campaign. And, you know, unfortunately, there were a few things that came up. Sarah Gabuski, unfortunately, did test positive for COVID earlier last week and still was testing positive. So she chose to stay home and get well, and we wish her the best, and hopefully she has a full recovery. And Alex Lazary had a family emergency come up, and so unfortunately wasn't able to join. But he did join in Milwaukee, Sarah joined in Madison, and it's been great to hear from all the different candidates who are running for these offices on what they think is important. So I would say there's a lot of similarities between the Democrats running on these issues, but I think it's also important for them to understand that if they are elected, that these are the things that real small business owners really need to be addressed, so they can have health insurance for their staff or for themselves, where they can have staff able to get child care for the kids so they can come to work, so that if somebody is pregnant or sick, that they can take paid time off, that businesses can get started. Capital access is really important. So it was really, really, I think, key for us to get in front of these folks and have that conversation. And we look forward to continuing it, and whoever gets elected in November, also holding them accountable to make sure they're prioritizing Main Street.
Absolutely. And I think those are really important conversations for Wisconsin voters to be able to hear as well. Is there, I know the three roundtables have passed now. Are there going to be more roundtables? Is there a way that listeners to this program here on Devil Radio and on the Shaw can go and access those roundtable discussions? Is that a resource still out there? Or how can listeners learn more about the work that Main Street Alliance is doing in that vein and try to get some more of that information before the August 9th primary?
So first off, I just want to encourage everyone listening to vote in the August 9th primary. You can go to myvote.wi.gov. That's myvote.wi.gov to register to vote, to request an absentee ballot. There's still time to do that. And, you know, really make sure your voice is heard. In addition to that, folks can go to mainstreetalliance.org, sign up as a member. You can do that in the upper right-hand corner. And we have a pledge to vote. Action that we're asking people to take, which if you sign up, you'll receive that as well. And going into the fall, we will be hosting other roundtables, both in the general election for the U.S. Senate race, but also for the gubernatorial, the governor's race. Whoever the Republicans nominate against Governor Evers will be hosting events for that race. And then also in the western part of the state, the 3rd Congressional District, we'll be hosting most likely via Zoom, since that district is so widespread. It goes all the way from Hudson to Platteville. We'll be hosting that as well. So we'll definitely, if you sign up as a member at MainStreetAlliance.org, you will find out when we're having those local events. And we're really, as a whole, just trying to build power, build that connection, and make sure that these candidates who are running for office really prioritize Main Street should they be elected.
Fantastic. And yeah, that 3rd Congressional District is an expansive one that is far-reaching across western Wisconsin, pretty far south, like Platteville, you mentioned, all the way up to where Wisconsin crosses over to the Twin Cities area. And so it's a very large district. Excellent to hear that Main Street Alliance is going to be working with those candidates to put on a forum as well. Because that's going to be one of those highly contested races here in the state of Wisconsin. It was a razor-thin margin in 2020. Ron Kind is leaving. One of the other ones that I'm keeping an eye on, Sean, and don't know if there's a whole lot of work that Main Street Alliance is doing in this regard, but what about the 1st Congressional District? It seems like that may be the only other toss-up kind of district here in the state of Wisconsin. Is there work being done in the 1st Congressional District as well, or is that something that is maybe not this cycle, but something to think about future cycles?
Yeah, we have some great member businesses in Janesville, including Richard Nino, who owns Lark Market and Sandwich Bar. And there was actually a really great article about him recently and his wife, Joan, because they were doing a fundraiser in memory of Anthony Bourdain, actually. That was featured in the Up North News, if listeners want to Google that. But, you know, I had the privilege to meet with Ann Rowe. I've worked and met with Representative Style in the past in both this role and other roles. And, you know, I think that it's going to be interesting to see what happens in that race in November. We just unfortunately due to, and it'll be pretty small staff in the state, and we have to pick our battles. We're not going to be able to really engage in that campaign this year, but we're looking forward to hopefully being able to do so next cycle. But it's definitely exciting that, you know, we, at least on the federal level, it was unfortunate what happened with the state legislative maps and the decision by the Supreme Court on that. But it's good to see that we have more competitive congressional elections now, including the Wisconsin 1st District.
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit of a breath of fresh air. That was one of those silver linings in the gerrymandering fight, having that 1st Congressional District be a little bit more competitive and not so locked in. Unfortunately, the other two Republican districts outside of Waukesha are a little bit more locked in, even more to Republicans now. But folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I am joined by my friend Sean Fetaplace of Main Street Alliance. He is on the road, traveling back from one of the small business roundtables Main Street Alliance hosted to discuss issues with U.S. Senate candidates this fall. Sean, we got one more segment left in the day. You got enough time while you're on the road to be able to stick around for this segment?
I pulled off before I hit Rosendale, so I still have a signal, so I am happy to continue this conversation.
Perfect, perfect. Well, we are joined by Sean, gracing us with one more segment. 844-967-2789 if you want to join the conversation. This is Dueling Tangents. We will be right back.